We're having a chat with Bianca, who is the Educational Officer with the Daniel Morcombe Foundation. Hello again, Bianca. How are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Fantastic. And I'm feeling so much more empowered. I wish I had have had access to your website when my little girl was little. She's 20 now, and I think the train has left the station with regards to me being able to educate anything about online activity. Hopefully she's safe and secure, but there's no way I can have any say in her activities now. And I'm thinking I should have started a lot younger, especially with just educating her on what is appropriate to share, you know, because she wears a heart on the sleeve. She's a pretty open book, and maybe doesn't have enough guile to keep herself protected online. And I wonder how many parents find themselves in the same boat with their kids. I mean, we've heard things like, oh, keep your internet in the lounge room so that you can keep an eye on what the kids are doing, and, you know, be a friend to your child's social media so that you can see what they're posting. But, I mean, our kids are getting so much cluier and they know so much more than we do. And my child's on apps I've never heard of. So there's no way I can actually keep an eye on her. So I notice on your website you've got a resource for families, how to create a family technology agreement. How does this work? Can you unpack this for me?
Yeah, so I guess the best thing that you can do to keep your kids safe online is to have those open conversations about what kind of things your family is happy to share online and what kind of behaviour is appropriate and what kind of, you know, rules around how to make a strong password or what we're going to share, what we're not going to share. And this is something that you would do with the children and really listen to them and let them have input into it as well. Listen to their concerns about, you know, if they're saying, oh, my friends have, you know, messenger kids and that's how they organise the play dates, you know, really look into the privacy settings with them and say, okay, well, if we want this, what is the age limit on it? What kind of, you know, settings should we have it on? And talk to them about how to make sure that they are using something in the correct way. And that's all a conversation. And this is what our family technology agreement is about. It's about having those conversations and deciding what you're comfortable with as a family.
Can I ask, is there an age that it is appropriate for them to start having a smartphone?
Oh, I think that's going to I think that's going to differ from family to family. I know that when my children were little, I felt like I wanted them to have a smartphone because I thought that it meant that they were safer when they were out and I wasn't there. So if they were with some friends at a play date, if they had a phone and they can contact me, that means they're safer. But what I didn't realise was I'm actually sending them out with a way that they can be accessed from anywhere. Mm. And it's really the way that people, you know, can interact with them. It's really, it takes them by surprise. They're not even, you know, so I guess it's up to the individual. But had I had my time again, I don't know that I would have given my kids that smartphone as young as they were. I think my daughter was, my eldest was 8 when we got a family smartphone for the kids to take on play dates. I probably wouldn't have done that. Mm. Or I may have put more restrictions in place because I was thinking it meant they were safer. And really, it means that kids, and it's not just someone being able to do something nefarious online, they're also able to be, I guess, bullied anywhere they go. It's not like you get home from school and you can switch, you know, switch off and have family time. It means that there is, it's never ending.
Yeah. You're giving them access to the world.
Yeah,
and they can get targeted by, you know, alcohol ads and sexually explicit ads, all sorts of things, not necessarily even grooming or things like that. So you're opening a whole world of trouble.
and exposure to videos like scary movies. No matter what settings I've put on my children's devices, somehow they always end up, like, I think my youngest daughter was upset the other night. She saw an ad for a movie, which is a children's movie, Coraline. You know, that little girl with the button eyes.
I never let my daughter see it. It scared me silly, and I thought, no, she's not watching that. And then she went to a friend's house and they watched it. So I said no, but she went and did it anyway.
Yeah, well, my daughter got terrified just from an ad. So really, you know, and this can happen when they're on their own somewhere. They may not feel comfortable to talk to someone else. So there's no good answer. But I would just suggest to parents and carers that they really think about if they are going to get their child a smartphone when they're young, that they really talk to them a lot about what they should do in those situations. If they see something scary, or if an ad comes up and they think that they've won an iPhone, or
Look, Bianca, I think perhaps we send people to your website, danielmorecambe.com.au, and as a parent, I would just read every single article on every single page and educate yourself, because you will feel so much more empowered about how to move forward with keeping your kids safe in the real world and online too. Lovely chatting with you, Bianca.
Thank you so much.